artifacts, accidentally or on purpose. And I guess that's also all I'll say about that. It absolutely 100% backs up what Dr. Roy just said. Ace, Dupale, back to net.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much. For some odd reason, some guy out there tried to jam you in the middle of that. I'm incredibly confused why.
Okay. If you're interested in my exposition on that, we can communicate by email. But the short story is, scientifically, it makes absolutely no sense. And I agree with you 100%. And we've shown that with proven software techniques.
Okay, very good. What's that, David?
We doubled.
Okay, yeah, you were the guy under him. He came through pretty good, so I heard every single word. It was just a little distorted around the edges because I knew someone was kind of doubling with him. But even before that, there was some guy who was just throwing a carrier into the mix. So it was a combination of things. You doubled with him, and some other guy just is having a bad day someplace. Anyway, thanks, Jeff. Thanks certainly for agreeing with me. I really hate when, and of course this took fire. You know, everyone and their brother on YouTube was doing nonsense on this nonsense. So I'm always unhappy when people supposedly in the field of science act like lunatics.
Good stuff. Okay. Can you hear me?
Well, unfortunately, there's something doubling with you, so it's very, very noisy.
Okay. So, it's effective. It's effective by the way. In other words, such garbage. It's like they don't care about their reputation. So Paulson Fleischmann and Coach Bush were simply in error why some Italians made the scandalous employing AI into it, because they analyzed synthetic aperture Doppler tomography with AI, and it was AI that gave them the scandalous feature. That's correct.
Thank you to our last.
David recognized. Let me just say a couple of things. Well, yeah, I think the way I read it was that before they gave it over to AI to interpret the noise, the random noise, which is asking for trouble, because AI, if AI isn't sure about something, it just riffs. It makes stuff up and all kinds of things. But I think they didn't accept part of the noise on an arbitrary manner and had the AI look at the part of the noise that they preferred it to look at. So they were still guilty of a lot of nonsense.
Okay. In 2000, I was building geophysics, and we used a method of placing piezoelectric coil on the ground to see underground structures, working with Alexander Martin from CTC NASA and USGS, watching us closely in the Nevada gold mine, also DOT in Ohio, and
WR2 UHF.
We were actually looking over there for underground mines from 1900 and at other locations, because they had a problem with the highways that were collapsing. So natural vibration of the earth structures were converted with the analog digital converter, and then with regular compiler program presented on the computer screen in form of four color shadows on the ground.